You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
Okay, you are listening to Startup Nation Radio, and we've got a really important show ahead. You know, as we learn about the challenges entrepreneurs face all the time, it's got to be funding that is the most challenging thing. We're constantly hearing, how do I get money to get my business started? Well, we're going to have a great show ahead today focused on a new way that you might be able to get funding for your business. A lot of people are doing it. It's incredibly successful. Over $1 billion committed in just this way. It's called Kickstarter. We're going to help you learn how to make it work for you. So stick with us. Great show ahead. Well, today we've got, first of all, Dan Gliske, our great partner and co-host, is on a much-deserved break this weekend. So filling in is none other than Rich Sloan. The Sloan brothers are reunited for this edition of Startup Nation Radio. Rich, welcome to Startup Nation.
Thank you so much. It's the best hour of the week.
Okay, it is indeed. Well, let's stick to that promise and make that a reality. It is going to be a great hour ahead. Our sponsors.
Can you handle the pressure, Jeff?
Oh my God! Listen, I had a little talk with myself before the show started that I was going to be that the younger brother was going to be on the show with me. But it's always a great show. Really, I'm thrilled to be on air with you again, Rich. You know, we had a good 7-8 year run, syndicated in 85 markets. We took Startup Nation Radio to an award-winning show, and great to be doing another show with you.
Well, right on. That's a lot to live up to. And I know you wanted to mention our sponsor.
Actually, our sponsors, the great sponsors we have at Startup Nation Radio and great supporters of the entrepreneurial community, Walsh College, Comerica Bank, and Pappas Financial. We're thrilled to have them on board. And if you guys have needs in education or banking or benefits, check out either Walsh College, Comerica Bank, or Pappas Financial. Now, if you have a question during the show, you can get us at 800-859-0957. Rich, before we get into the meat of the act today and we start talking about how to raise money through this new thing called Kickstarter, relatively new thing, you and I had a list of philosophies, and I thought it might be fun to just kind of set the tone a little bit for today's show. And since we're reunited, there's a little bit of a special thing going on here with the Sloan Brothers.
I'm feeling some Peaches and Herbs music coming on there.
Oh, God, don't encourage our engineer, Rich. He'll have it on in no time. But let's talk about some of those philosophies. Let me try some on for size here with you. How about this one? The best time to start a business is always now. Wow. I mean, is that right?
And you and I believe that, because isn't the thing that's the greatest enemy of any great business idea just setting it on the shelf or procrastinating or living out of fear? Why not go after it? It's just so straightforward. If you just start chipping away at it, amazing things can happen, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that, you know, like, that kind of pertains to sometimes the economy's down, sometimes the economy's up and really hot. Is it better to start a business when the economy's down, when it's hot, or is there, you know, better time? The reality is, I think what this really relates to and where you might find a difference is what type of business you're starting. It's not always the best time to start every type of business, but if you pick the right business at the right time and you've got the right plan and the right resources assembled, you can always make it work with the right level of dedication and pulling it all together the right way.
All right, I'm gonna add another Sloan Brother philosophy here, Jeff. I like that one a lot. The other one that I would say, and I'm picking up on my mention of the word fear. You know, many times entrepreneurs are reluctant. They don't know what they don't know, and they don't frankly know if they are an entrepreneur. And we believe ardently that entrepreneurs can be made, even if you question yourself. And you wonder whether you've got the moxie, you've got what it takes, the skills, the stick-to-itness, the razzle-dazzle, the charisma, the ability to deal with financial things and marketing things. We believe those things are learnable as long as you have a passion for what you do.
Yep. I think you just said the key thing there. I think entrepreneurship, you're right, all of the education can be put in place if you commit yourself to learning what you need to learn and pulling together all the resources. But the key is, do you have that fire burning in your belly? You know, the cool thing about today's show, actually, aside from the fact that the Sloan Brothers are reunited, is that this is Memorial Day weekend. We know if we're talking to you right now and you're listening, you are a dedicated, fire in the belly entrepreneur, because instead of being out on the boat doing whatever, you know, on the Memorial Day weekend, you're listening to Startup Nation Radio. You're a dedicated, serious-minded entrepreneur, and that's where it all starts.
That's right. Absolutely. Or Jeff, it just could be the case that if our listeners are listening today, they've got WJR playing over their barbecue.
There you go. Hey, that counts as long as you're listening. That counts as long as you're paying attention. All right, now let's try maybe one or two more here of our philosophies. These are the Sloan Brothers philosophies that helped shape the whole Startup Nation thing. Okay, how about this one, Rich? Business is simple. It's the execution that's hard.
Yeah, that is so true. We tend to, what do we call it, Jeff? There are complicators and simplifiers. There's no need to overcomplicate things. Like you're saying, business is simple. It's a sequence of events or a sequence of steps or tasks that you
right.
have to do.
Right.
It may be a changing list over the course of time. You know, business is dynamic, but you can do each one of these little things.
Well, and you know,
whether yeah. you do them or how well you do them, that's the execution part.
Well, and I've got to laugh every time I read this one. You know, our grandfather came over on the boat and started a scrap metal yard, and he always used to say, "Give it to me in dollars and cents. Give me the bottom line." I mean, his business was profit, revenue minus expense equal profit. This is the kind of thing, you know, buy low, sell high. The concepts and principles behind business are simple. It is the execution that makes the difference. And speaking
Absolutely.
Of execution, let's learn about a new way to raise some money. The internet has changed everything for small business. This is another way that it's changed it. This kind of falls in the category of crowdfunding. We're going to get into a discussion now for the rest of the show about Kickstarter. We're going to learn how you can use that tool to raise money for your business and get your dream business started or grown and get your idea off the ground and get rolling. So talk about dedication. Stick with us. Be dedicated. Come right back. Learn how to use Kickstarter to get your business funded and rolling.